like them.
Yeah, I know.
You just didn't say it out of nowhere like Caitlin did.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't with you guys. Oh my gosh.
Dude, this bitch, I get a snap from Kenzie 11 seconds ago and I'm playing it and it's her sticker unboxing. FaceTime call, I hang up. And I'm also eating dinner and this is 10 minutes away from when we were supposedly going to record. So I was like, I'll talk to her in 10 minutes. Hang up. And she calls again. Hang up. I can't even finish the first, like, video part of the snap. Like, not even the whole thing. Just, like, the first part. And I'm like, Kenzie. Like, I spank her over the phone. I'm just like, I can't even finish your video. We're talking in 10 minutes. Like, what is going on with you?
And I was did you see my
stickers? My stickers.
I was like,
I'm like, you need a spanking.
No. Oh my
gosh.
And then I ended up getting you food anyways. Where'd mom go?
I'm using my laptop, but it's like overheating just where it's at.
Where'd she go? I can't do this. I can't do this without mom.
Awesome. Oh, lovely.
Mom.
I'm scared.
Mom, I'm scared.
Should we go find an adult?
We should just sit and wait. Sit and wait. She'll come back.
But there's an employee over there. Maybe they can call over the intercom where mom
there's
is.
There's no employees.
You're right. They could be a stranger.
Sorry, my laptop's being dumb.
To post credit to Pinterest. I'm kidding.
Where we
What did she
cry?
Say? She texted, she said, laptop is being stupid. Oh my god.
Oh, it's not even recording anymore. But yes, it is. Live recording.
Dude, Mercury retrograde is not a joke.
Dude, Mercury retrograde is not a joke. Like, literally.
Am I back?
Brittany and I, we were like, let's play one more game. And then I was like, that's it for me. We open the game, and Brittany and my character keep freezing, and we're like, what the fuck's going on? And then it come back, and we'd be playing a little bit longer, and then it would freeze again, and then it kicked us both off, and we're like, whoa, what happened? And I was like, what kind of internet provider do you guys have? And they said Spectrum. And I was like, Jesus Christ, that's fucking retrograde for you. And we lost I don't think we lost our crowns, but we were afraid we were. I was like, that's some retrograde shit. We said one more game, and they said, nope, that was it.
Yeah, I mean, I've been even noticing a lot of, technological difficulties in my life. Oh my god, Mariah's calling me. Hello?
I can, like, see and hear you guys, but I don't know if you guys can hear me, so I'm switching laptops.
Nope, can't see or hear
nope.
you.
You ran away.
Oh my god.
Oh, you know what? I see your chat right now.
Okay, bring us in, Caitlin.
You're listening to Post Credit Depression, where we discuss this week's current hyperfixation. My name is Gormborg, and my fun fact this week is I got my first contractual obligated freelancing position.
My name is Kinsey, and my fun fact is that I'm doing a set of emotes as a commission for the first time ever, and I've
Are
never
you contractually
drawn
obligated?
Oh no, it's not a series, no. Okay. I was commissioned through Discord.
My name's Mariah, and my fun fact is I was just watching the Sonic the Hedgehog movie with my niece before we were recording this.
That's great.
So
That's
good.
The best one. That's the best fun fact. You win the prize.
It's a great content of media, Kinsey. Or Caitlin, you need to watch it.
I know. Yeah.
It actually is really good. I was entranced and
Me and Kinsey were full blown into this movie.
It was so great. The second movie was okay. I think I just loved seeing Knuckles, to be honest.
Well, the Knuckles show comes out at the end of the month.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Sonic the Hedgehog 3 comes out at the end of the year and Shadow is gonna be in it.
AKA Mariah.
I still like Knuckles more, but there is an aura of Shadow that, like, is sexy, and he is very close to Knuckles.
Knuckles is my favorite, but it's just nice that they're adding Shadow. I think he's too iconic to not have in the
Shadow's
franchise.
Shadow's, like, the toxic ex-boyfriend, and Knuckles is my main, my current. You know?
True, 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 true. It's like my relationship with Child and Toma.
But you're not... No, Toma's still your friend. But your boyfriends all hate them, so that would be Knuckles. Do you know what I'm saying? So who's your friend in the Sonic universe? Sonic? Sonic wants you, but you just want to be his friend?
Yeah.
Or is there another one that you...
No, because Tails is like my Bennett.
Yeah. A child.
Yeah.
This is why I need a Genshin account on Twitter, because I'd be making everybody laugh.
I'm telling you, you need to get on there. I literally am giving all offering hands to help you with this.
I have my Genshin assistant to keep me on track to making funny Genshin content.
I'm like fully prepared to help you set up an account, what you need to do to get followers and everything.
We'll just do it one day when you come over.
Okay. I'll tell all my followers, but...
Well, we can have a Zoom call.
Okay. And you could share the screen. Well, all my followers are like the yaoi of Genshin, so you can have some of them.
Yeah, that'd be funny. I'll take some of them.
Yeah. And then I have a bunch of like child stands, obviously. That's like inevitable.
I'm now a child stan, so
I love see him. It. I see Caitlin, it. Do you have any Genshin impacts? Genshin impact
and input?
Input.
Genshin input.
My brain wasn't working.
That was funny. Let me see. Regarding
Any characters that you would feel like you want to mention? I don't know. We were just talking. We were just shooting the shit.
Shitting shit. Okay.
Shitting the shoot. What the fuck, man?
I keep replaying Raiden Shogun killing Senora. That was pretty nice. I didn't know how she was going to die. Y'all made it sound like it was going to happen way later, so it happened right before me. A measly little, like, level 30-something. Like,
you just spoiled Mariah.
No, it's okay. I knew it happened. I have never seen it.
Oh no!
I've only seen the moments after that. I've seen.
Sorry,
I've seen
guys.
When
see,
Raiden
I
says,
thought I was
we'll
the one
go.
Left out of the loop, and I thought you two were the ones that knew everything. I'm sorry, because Mariah, I will quote you. You Dog. Said, "I don't care, Kinsey." I've told Kinsey I don't care if she spoils it at this point. Or you did say,
"Yeah,
it.
I'm not upset." Yeah. I just said I didn't know that part, okay. So I can't envision what you were envisioning in your head.
Caitlin said, "I just want quality assurance, knowing that everything is okay."
No, you're fine. Yeah, when you said you were picturing in your head, I was like, "Dang, I can't picture because I never seen that part."
Well, that's about my Genshin input.
Who's your favorite character?
Ever?
Who's your boyfriend?
Who's my boyfriend? My girlfriend is Takomi. My boyfriend? I'd like it to be Alhatham, but...
But he's taken.
Likely
he's a taken man.
He has a partner.
He's a taken man by not me, by Kaveh.
I feel like my high school boyfriend would be Razor.
My boyfriend is probably Zhongli. Even though he shouldn't be.
I'm gonna come up with a better boyfriend for you.
What'd you say, Gan?
I'll come up with a better boyfriend for you.
Who's your girlfriend, Kinsey? The Raiden Shogun.
Yeah,
Yaimiko. That's the office lady that shows up in her dreams.
And then my situationship is Yaimiko.
Got it.
Yaimiko takes her fox powers and like infiltrates your dreams.
I know. That's the kind of personality my secretary has in my dreams, is Yaimiko personality.
Mm-hmm.
Bad intentions with me.
I could see you with a Nouvellet type.
That's just water version of Zhongli, essentially. Their personalities are so similar.
I feel like Zhongli would piss you off. He'd always forget his money at home.
I'd be like, bitch, we're not going out till you show me your wallet.
He'd be like, it's all gone.
Bro, he ain't even got a wall. He just goes... Psh.
But he stopped doing that.
Yeah, he stopped doing that.
Well, so now he needs to learn to have money again. That's the thing. It's okay. My girlfriend, Shinha, so... I'm chilling.
Mariah,
oh, she's
literally
a good
equally took the best
girlfriend.
Man and best woman in the whole fucking game
and kept
left
it to herself.
Left
what
us
do you mean?
Crumbs.
I can't help that my type is top tier.
I was on the phone with Mariah yesterday or something, and we were talking about Genshin characters.
I slipped up.
She slipped up. I said, like, who, I don't know. What did I say? Who would you date or, like, who would you make?
Yeah, you
real?
Said Mariah. You were like, Mariah, real quick. Just, like, really think about it. Who would be your boyfriend, girlfriend from Genshin, number one? And I answered immediately, and I said, Alhatham. And then I said, Daya. And Kinsey said, Daya, out of every single Genshin character, I was like, unless you could think of someone better. And then we spent 10 minutes going through and we were like, no one's better. The conversation changed. And then Kinsey goes, wait, Mariah, you forgot the most important girl. And I said, who? And then she said, Shenhe. And I was like, I might as well stab my heart out right now. Because I can't believe I forgot she existed.
Oh my God. I don't even think about Shenhe because of how quickly Mariah responded. And All Hate Them and Daya are really attractive characters. So I was like, where? You know, my brain kind of like went burr for a second. I was like, who could beat them? And then I was like,
literally. Yeah. Can I redo my fun fact?
Yeah.
I got the Secret Lair Raining Cats and Dogs Magic the Gathering deck. It's a very limited time thing. I treated myself.
It's awesome. Send pics later.
It's a whole deck with just dogs and cats. It's amazing.
Nice.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Kinsey.
Yes.
What did you share with us this week?
I was waiting for someone to ask me. I shared 7 episodes of Kimi ni Todoke. Kimi ni Todoke. That Kaylin can't get over the title. Now, keep in mind, this is a slow burn. So I knew that even asking for 7 episodes was a little too much. And that we don't really get to, like, juicy parts in the show, which there are a lot. But it so starts off slow. It's just one of those things that has a slow start.
Third degree burn.
Well, like, I would say it's a slow burn in general. Like, even when you start seeing the really cool things, like, they do just take some time to, like, say their feelings and stuff. But there's, like, stuff going on that kind of, like, remember when we were reading that webtoon?
I feel like I've had my cake batter in the oven for
remember
a week.
When we were reading that? It's still wet. Shut up. Remember when we were reading that webtoon and, you know, maybe they weren't dating or they weren't confirmed, but we were getting crumbs, so we were willing to continue on our journey.
Shut up, Midnight Poppy Lynn.
But then it went for a turn and just turned into a mafia webtoon. And I hadn't seen any romance for like months, you know? And that's not how it's going to turn out, okay? Once we start seeing the crumbs, you guys are going to be like, okay, I will continue to watch because there are crumbs being given and I'm having an exciting time. But the beginning is slow.
The cake batter is still wet. It is still yet to burn.
We will be doing a part 2.
It's still in the bowl.
It's still in the bowl. It's not even in a fucking pan.
No. I put it in the oven and I cranked it up high and it's just still wet. I've been checking it every day.
That's not how that would work. But anyways.
That's how burning every
day?
Stuff
You mean could all
be
day
possible.
Today? When you watched all the episodes today?
Ooh.
You checked it all?
Hey.
You're checking it every day?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, Kaylin, how many episodes have you watched? Wouldn't you like to know?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I'll see you at the podcast tomorrow.
I was just like, you meet up with your teacher for a 2-week project and you're 1 weekend and they're like, so where's your progress? And you're like, wouldn't you like to know? I'll see you on critique.
Yeah, you're like, the due date's next week. Why does it matter where I'm at today?
I will submit it when it's time. Dude, you know what's so funny too?
Why are you obsessed with me? I'll get it in. What?
Dude, I remember classmates getting so pissed off at Kinsey because, like, she'd pull up with, like, literally some night before shit and, like, it would blow everybody out of the water and they were, like, spending, like, the whole time on it and they're like, this motherfucking bitch.
That didn't happen every time, though. But I would say there was a lot of times where I would do it the night before and I'd honestly hit, like, a really solid above average. Like, something would click in me, that procrastination. I was like, we gotta lock in. Let's lock in.
The one thing about procrastination is it does ultimately eliminate that fear. You're not allowed to overthink it.
It gets you to focus. That's the thing. All that shitty things that are making you procrastinate have to disappear because you have no choice. It is life or death, and you have to focus. And when I'm in that flow state, I sit there and I think, why didn't I do my homework all week long? This is so fun.
This is so easy.
It would be
even
so. It'd be more fun if it wasn't 3 a.m. But anyways, I did my last year start to really nip that in the butt where there's this part of the process, which is the beginning of a drawing, that I just do so horrendous at. Like, I get really anxious over it. And once I have my idea, my solid sketch, I'm like, cool, I'll just go in with the line art and the coloring and I'm like easy breezing. But that first part, I'm like fighting for my life, crawling up a hill, my leg's broken, a bear just attacked me. That's how I feel. In the design process, I'm just like, I'm never going to get out of here. I'm never going to survive. Anyways, so yeah, slow burn. Maya, what?
Sorry, nothing, Kintagi.
Julia just made fun of me yesterday when we were watching the eclipse thing. She's like, Kinsey, it's very funny how you transition from topic to topic. Like, when you're done talking about something, you just go to the next one. And she made fun of me. But anyways, we watched this show. I'll be doing a part two the next time because I really was excited for you guys to watch it. But when I looked at the titles of the episodes and I was remembering what happened, I was like, dang, nothing like really crazy happened yet. But I'm going to ask you guys your opinions on each one of the characters first before we start talking about the plot. Okay? So,
okay.
Let's start with the main character whom I love, Sawako, also known as Sadako, which is not her real name. What did you guys think about the main female lead?
I thought she reminded me a little bit of me before I grew a pair.
Damn, Caitlin.
Like, I would sit there, and I would even look at Kenzie like this. Like, I would, like, look at this overly social analytics of, like, okay, so I'm going to study how these peer groups operate and how I can float by without bothering the flow of, like, how this superiority in classes and hierarchies to popularity. Like, I can't disrupt the flow. I don't want to stand out. I got to just, you know, I have to get in, get what I need, get out. Like,
that's literally her, though. Like, she's like, how can I successfully predict an outcome by what I'm going to say next and know what everyone's responses are?
You know, kind of assuming that I'm bothering someone and to maybe avoid them with my presence because I'm like just assuming their role, assuming like the things that they care about because everybody has always cared about that stuff. So why would this person not? And kind of just be in denial their niceness. So
yeah,
like, and it's totally annoying. It really is. It's it reeks insecurity, but
it
like that's really just what it is.
Underdeveloped cancer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the water signs, for sure.
So when she was going off, I was like, been through that, girl.
Kaylin said, rest in peace, good luck.
Good luck.
Mara, what did you think about Sawako?
I thought, aside from her, like, obvious weirdness that was presented at all times, there were moments where I felt uncomfortable. But other than that, I did appreciate that she was, like, just kind of, like, all in, like, every time. They were like, you're really, like, a ghost. And she didn't take it as, like, you know, they were fucking being mean to her. She was like, I guess I like ghost stories now. And she went into ghost stories.
She's autistic for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, even like her coming around later on where she was just kind of like not understanding her feelings. Like, I like these people, but we're not friends because they treat me different. And she was like breaking it down in her head. I was like, okay, we're getting somewhere, girly pop.
Well, I loved Sawako, but also you guys have only seen her in the first 7 episodes. I think she's the sweetest thing in the world. She's clearly not socially integrated that well, and I feel really bad for her because she's had such a bad experience with people liking her because of her intensity. But as you guys watch the show and you can see her like blossom, like you're going to fall in love with her more and more. But there's not much to say about her other than right now, she's really...
I mean, yeah, you could definitely see like the way she handles emotions are definitely like relatable. Like I said, even her being like... Well, I don't think you guys are my friends. Like, I think I love you guys. And she's, like, crying about it.
Yeah, that poor soul. But I like her. And you guys will like more of her the more you watch. She just... I promise you, she does not stop second-guessing throughout the whole thing. That's the one thing I don't like about her. Is that she is her worst enemy.
Yeah, there's, like, moments where her inner dialogue's a bit much. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, girl, what? Like, I literally told Caitlin, I was like... For a second, I was like, does anime always have inner dialogue? And I was like, no, it does. So why is this throwing me off? And I think
it's
just like
her
process. Yeah.
It's annoying. But I love her. What do you guys think about the main man, Mr. Kazehaya?
I think he's like generic nice boy. I think... Sorry, Kidsy. I think I'd like to see more of like maybe... why they click instead of it's just like, wow, he's nice to the weird girl.
You're gonna see it soon. Don't you see the way he looks at her? Don't you see the potential?
You know what I thought? Do you want to know what I thought? I thought he had a thing for scary girls.
No, he sees her
like, you know, the guys
is.
Who wear those
when
t-shirts of the horror
her,
manga. I was like, maybe he likes that.
You know when like the people would look over at Sawako, like if they were in class, they're like, look at her, she's sitting over there, and they'd always view her the way she was drawn. She'd be like like kind of scary. But then when he would look at Sawako, like she was all like feminine and shy and just like cute. She didn't look so scary. It's kind of like how in Spy X Family, how Damien will literally, when he looks over at Anya, she's animated more cute because
he finds like one more frame attractive. She's a literal booger eater, and the next frame she's like the she's cutest like thing you've ever seen.
This child model, yeah. So like when you guys keep watching, you will see interactions with them that aren't just like he's fetishizing this shy maybe horror girl. Like no, like
horror girl.
He was cute. I thought he was cute, and I thought he was very sweet. Cute. Like not,
he's a cute, generic little nice boy.
I didn't think he was
being
nice. I thought he was very kind. I thought he was kind. You could tell that his intentions and how he.
You can tell the whole time that he's a genuine person in comparison to the rest of the people in the school. Yes.
As he should.
I was told this was romance. I wrote down the quote from episode one because I said, okay, this is where, because in my head when I first started watching, I said, this is where the romance begins. I was wrong, but it's okay. I wrote down the quote from when he was talking to her and he was like, yeah, back then, that feeling I had back then, this feeling, which has since then continued to grow. I wonder if it'll reach you someday. And that's what he said when he was talking about her and how he liked her. And I was like, okay, here we go. Here we go.
I said, I gotta strap in.
But after that, he let me down. It was like, it was like, I started to catch the feelings, and then I was like, nothing.
You mean like he wasn't doing anything?
No.
First of all, both y'all, dumb bitches, need to understand that both of these kids are actually really shy. So it's like one of those dynamics where two shy people really like each other. And so like the way those two kinds of bitches flirt, there's no initiator. Okay? And it's really cute.
That's true.
There's, yeah.
You know what I liked? I did get deja vu. That was scary.
Dude, I got deja vu yesterday. About our conversations with it, but what were you
saying? During the eclipse? I liked his little buddy that he had. Every time he'd be caught in the act, his little buddy with the sharp eyebrows.
We're talking about Pin?
Wait, are you talking about Ryu, the one that was tall and quiet?
Yeah, I loved it because every once in a while they'd pan to him and he'd be like, I saw that. Like, he didn't say much, but he always knew what was happening. And I was like, I like you.
He's hot.
Yeah, he
is. So he's got a thing for why?
He has a thing for Chizuru. You know, the really tomboy girl that, like...
I thought their name started with a Y.
Yeah, their surname does.
Yeah, Yoshida?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that looks like tomboy with the brown hair. He has a thing for her, which is something I think is really cute in this anime, which is, I know, a Japanese thing, but like I really like it in the show specifically, is that they only use each other's last names culturally. And when you use someone's first name, it's like, it's basically, I'm not going to say for sure it's like you're touching them naked. Apparently, it's just really personal. It's really,
yeah,
really,
it's really personal. Like, I would probably call you, it's like when I get mad at Kaylin and I pull out the full name.
Most of the time, they don't even say the first name. They just say the last name.
Yeah, I know. But they'll say the first name when it's, like, very... If it's formal or, like, very, very close. Like, whether it's my sibling or I'm, like, professionally greeting someone that I already know.
Yeah, but, like, just your casual friends, you would just say their last name. But if you're saying their first name, it's, like, endearment. Like, if you're just saying the first name.
Yeah.
And you guys haven't seen in the episodes yet, but, like, there's, like, a few episodes of, like, him wanting to say her first name, but he like really just can't do it because he's like about to explode from feelings. Anyways,
In Skate the Infinity they call them by their first name and not their last name?
Well, I mean, not every anime is gonna be as formal. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think that's like the only one. That's weird.
I've seen other animes like that where like they really root traditional like Japanese cultural thing.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
You know, and then other ones are like more casual. I mean, Skate's not a really serious anime.
It's not. In Haikyuu, everyone goes by their last name except for one person. And I think it's Acai.
Acai, the drink. Okay. So.
Oh my god, that should have been my fun fact. That should have been my fun fact. Sorry.
What? The movie?
Yeah.
Well, I got to redo my fun fact, Mariah. What's your fun fact?
My fun fact. Is that the Haikyuu movie got announced that it's going to be in the United States at the end of May.
And Mariah has now regained her will to live. You should have tweeted that thing that said
suicide postpone.
No, I thought it says canceled, but you're right. It does say postpone because it's still gonna happen.
Yeah. It's still gonna happen.
Don't kill yourself. Time will do it for you.
That's what Kaylin always says when I'm like in my low lows. So then we have her other friend, Ayan Yano, which is like the girly girl. For some reason, I don't remember her being referred by that name, but we're just going to call her Ayano, okay? And she's the one that's literally dating a college boy. I don't know if you guys watch that in those episodes. But she's like super flirty. She wears makeup. I don't even think she's really flirty, if anything. I feel like a lot of people just label her as that. But what did you think about... Oh, I guess I didn't even ask you guys. What did you think about
both of the friends? I loved both of the friends. At this point in the show, I had already told Kinsey that it didn't feel like a romance show. It felt very much like these friends and how important they were to her. And I thought it was so cute watching. Obviously, they were like not kind at first, but they were like, I thought it was so cute watching them.
When we came into Walgreens, she was like, fucking weird.
No. I thought they were super cute, and I loved seeing their little friendship grow. And I loved, like, even this, like, the social cues are very typical for high school. Like, they're like, well, I heard a rumor that she doesn't really think we're her friend. And then they were like, well, we overheard her say we're not friends. And then they were like, okay, wait, we're friends. We should just ask her. Like, let's save her. Like, it was a very much like a high school, like, friendship circle, like, thing. Like, I've seen this before. You know what I mean? So I thought it was really accurate.
Kaylin, what do you think about the friends? Did you like them?
I did. They grew on me. It kind of reminded me of a little bit of Tomo-chan, especially the tomboyish one.
I know. That's what I thought about. I will say in Tomo-chan, there's something about Tomo-chan where I was just obsessed with that friend group. But in this show, I still really love them. And the more you watch it, like, it's so sweet. They really, really love each other. And in Tomo-chan, although they do really love each other, it felt more goofy, in my opinion. I felt like the friendship felt more like goofy. I don't know. The more you watch this, there's the tomboy girl is really funny. But I kind of felt like the friends that are made in this show feel more like the kind of college friendships I've made, which are like people that I know are going to be there the rest of my life. And in Tomo-chan, it felt more like you just have a fun, quirky little friend group that is like really cute, right?
Yeah, I liked the tomboy girl the most.
Yeah, Mara, that would be you if we were in the show.
Yeah.
She fought every... You guys haven't watched more episodes, but she literally fights people.
That's what I was... That was the vibe she was giving, and I supported it.
All right, what did you guys think about Ume Kurumizawa? Which is
who?
I'm going through the character list, and these are the main characters. There's only, like, six that I'm looking at right now.
I don't remember anyone outside those four.
Were you guys not introduced the popular girl of the school? She's got long blonde hair.
No.
All right. We'll save that for next week.
We only got the main four and man with the sharp eyebrows.
Wait, you guys are idiots. Hold on. You guys watched the 7 episodes, so you should have been able to go to the bathroom scene, right? When she was in the bathroom, she's like, they're my friends, right?
Yeah.
At the end of the episode, there's a girl with long, blondish, dirty hair who's talking to the girls who started the rumor, and they're like, oh my god, Sawako sucks, fuck this bitch. And the blonde girl is just kind of like, oh, this is weird.
But she was that minor, so I probably didn't remember her from the episodes we watched. But
they zoom in on her face, and she's like, and then she walks away, and she's going to be introduced in the next few episodes at some point.
Oh. She's not relevant enough for us at the first 7.
I have heard some crazy ass shit about people's opinions about her on the internet. So I can't.
Well, she's probably a bitch, so.
I'm trying to think of who still.
Hold on. I'll show Kaylin.
Maybe she doesn't remember. Because in that episode, it might have been a minute since I saw her character, from a couple days ago. Did they walk out of the bathroom by the end of the episode?
Wrong screen.
Trying to reconnect. Make sure you have stable internet connection. Let me tell Colin not to be on the internet.
What girl? Where? Oh my god. So guys, I just got these stickers as my friends are figuring stuff out.
We're
going
to have to record it on our next episode anyway, so we'll have more to talk about then too.
They are not uploaded on my Etsy, but they will be. So if you like spring things like flowers and bees and deer and frogs and chickens. Maya's laughing, and I hope she's not laughing at me. I'm going to have them uploaded on my Etsy. I'm not going to say what it is, though, because, shit, at this point, did the self-promo even matter? I just know there's people I know listening to this damn podcast, and I want to keep some sort of privacy. But I have stickers, and I wish you guys could see in the camera as the viewers listening to this podcast, but they're pretty cool, and I will not be selling the purple ones. They turned out really bad, but I have these cool red ones and green ones. Oh, Mariah's back. Self-promo.
I am back. I'm enjoying your self-promo. Okay, Kaylin said that there's no hoppy back on because there's an outage, and I was going to just do it through my phone shittily, but it's not letting me. It's okay. So it's just going to be you and I finishing. She said if that's okay, because we're going to be talking about this again another time anyway, so she will share any input that she didn't put this time next time.
No, that makes sense. Oh my god, I can't believe there's an outage. That's crazy.
So, Spectrum dumb.
Well, we were just talking about, I was surprised that you, out of everybody, hadn't noticed like this, because when anime randomly zooms in on a side character that doesn't really look like a side character because they clearly put more attention into her outfit than the background characters, I thought maybe you would notice.
I will admit I watched the last two episodes with Kamari doing whatever Kamari does, so I might have looked away, but it says that she was first introduced in the second episode.
Yeah, but you don't really think, okay.
There's no intentions behind her being shown.
In the first two episodes, wherever it was introduced, she's told, you know how Sawako is the most hated in the school? Everybody doesn't like her. She was like, I wish I could be like so-and-so Ume, but that's not the name she goes by. She hates her first name. But it shows this girl talking to people in the hallway, and she's talking about how cute and feminine and popular she is. And she's like, I wish I could be like her. And you get to hear Ume talk a little bit, but in the most side character walking past the screen. Like, she doesn't even make conversation with Sawako, you know? Now, when you get to the end of that episode or the bathroom episode, and those girls are complaining about being held accountable for saying that stuff about Sawako, they zoom in on this bitch's face while she's sitting in the group with them talking to them. And I was oh, this bitch shady. I can tell.
Yeah, that whole bathroom scene upset me because, I mean, whenever I see any media that portrays people getting bullied like that, I'm like, obviously it happens, but it doesn't really happen that often. And they're over here cornering her against a wall. And I'm like, the girl did literally nothing except for be weird.
Hey, you gotta admit though, in high schools, weird girls are just somebody who's seen as different can be violently attacked. And not always physically.
That's what I'm saying. It's not it never happens.
But I think more often than not, it happens in a more social way. And I think, sure, the rumor was really realistic, but then all of them coming at her in the bathroom, I don't know if it was realistic. Maybe I've never been bullied to that extent.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm talking a bunch of smack. Maybe other people have. But anyways, yeah, the first few episodes were more so about friendship. So it was.
But I think it helps with the main character's development. She starts to pick up on different cues or realizing, hey, I do want these people to be my friends, which can only benefit in further relationships from what you've telling me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
I was shocked when she was kind of pushing the boy away because she was so worried on her friends. I was like, one of y'all messing up, and I can't really tell which one of y'all it is. Cause he was being kind of dumb too.
Yeah. It's weird because he's protective of Sawako at the beginning. You can tell the way that he tells people to stop treating her badly. But then the thing is, at first I didn't understand this, but he's actually just really nervous to be around her and talk to her because he likes her so much. So he doesn't really know how to start conversations with her, which most of the time when he gets the opportunity, it's to deflect.
It's always protecting her, getting the people away, getting the bullies away, taking the seat next to her.
But it's cute. it's so cute. I love the two shy people dynamic. I don't think I really go for that in real life, but I like reading about it.
And I love how his buddy is just going along with it. He just sat by her and he was like, well, I guess we're sitting by the weirdo.
I know. He's like, my man like his weirdo. I got to support him.
That's you and me.
Yes. That's you. Because I have an Aquarius 7th house. So every time you see my partners, you're like, scratching your head. You're like, okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Let her have her clowns.
Oh my god. You know what? Who I didn't like was the weird little teacher side character that would just show up, and he always had the animations of him running, and he's like, "Where's the fight? Where's the fight? Where's the fight?" I'm like, "Homeboy."
Why did he remind me of the coach on Haiku though? But like, a drugged out version.
Yes, I don't know if it was like the like way he spoke or what, but it was very much. Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, I didn't.
He was giving Coach Yukai vibes. I like how randomly he'd be like, I looked her in the eye for 6 seconds and now I'm seeing this crazy stuff.
I know, I was like, you're a full grown ass adult. You're probably like 25.
Yeah.
And you're out like, here starting rumors about some, you know, 16 year old. Like, damn.
Gosh.
I think she's 15 actually, but yeah. So like, since Kaylin's gone, I was just gonna ask you these questions then, and I guess I'll ask her later. What was your review of the show, how it's building up? Like, how do you feel about the plot so far? I know there's not a lot to say, but, like, can you see potential? Can you not? Like, what are you looking forward to and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I always say there's always potential in shows. Usually, for me, personally, when I watch anime, if I'm at episode 5 and you haven't left me on a cliffhanger, I drop it. That's like with Western media too. Like if I'm at episode 5 and you don't have, this is just like I said, romance isn't just like my cup of tea. So like I'm used to watching shows that are like sci-fi, fantasy, mystery, like something suspenseful. So when I get to the point and I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta watch the next episode. And this one just doesn't end. Like every episode kind of gives a conclusion where I don't need a reason to watch the next one in one sitting. Or like when I watch The Promised Neverland one night, it's because I couldn't stop.
I think I have a completely different perspective about anime because, of course, I love the anime where every episode is so intentional, like Attack on Titan. But when Kaylin mm-hmm. met me, all the animes I had watched were like slow burn animes where you have to commit to get to the good parts. You'd be a Naruto, fight last.
Even Naruto, bro, is a little slow sometimes.
No, that's what I just said. It's too slow. It's not that I was comparing it to this. Like, I committed myself to Naruto. A fight would take 10 to 15 episodes, and half of the episodes would be flashbacks from Naruto saying the same damn shit that he says in every fight of, nobody in the village loved me. I have no parents. They're dead as fuck. I have a demon locked in me, and nobody's ever liked me. It's just this. It was the same shit. And then the fight would be them standing, contemplating their next move for the whole episode.
It would be the whole episode, but dude.
Was worth it. It was worth sticking through those stupid episodes so I could see it unfold. Okay? I kind of like the impact on it more to me. Now, don't get me wrong, Attack on Titan is my favorite anime ever, and I actually, for the fact that my track record is usually longer animes, I actually loved how intentional that anime was, and it was still long. You know? It was still a commitment. Yeah. But every episode was always important, unlike Naruto. But I don't know. I think it's because when I like something, I don't want to ever experience it ending. So that's why I really like, I tend to like longer animes for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely can see the buildup. I just need something that like really like hooks me in good. I mean, I've definitely dropped some like other anime that I thought had potential because I was just waiting for that hook. But I mean, it'll get there eventually when the boy decides to make a move, I'm sure. That's how romance is. What?
When the boy decides to make a move, that doesn't happen for a long time. But there are things that happen that are fun to watch, like flirty moments that
Kizzy,
happen.
Listen, Midnight Poppyland. I got Tora, fucking his existence was like already enough to pull me in. But then I got some build up. He's a mysterious more than I thought he was.
But that's what I'm saying. They're going to be flirty moments. Actually, the whole time, you're going to be thinking, like, y'all clearly like each other. Why don't you just talk about it? Because you guys are, like, having moments and like, conversations that feel so intimate compared to what you're talking about with your other friends, you know? But they're so shy that they are having such a tough time saying their feelings. Yeah. And also, she's like, what if, based off of this mouth calculation, there could be a reason why he doesn't like me? Like, she's fucking...
Yeah, no, I guess just, like, the slow burn's different comparing it to Midnight Poppyland because I had eye candy and they were adults.
You said I had something to look at, so, like, I was willing to wait.
Yeah. And, like, obviously this is, like, it's, like, a little juvenile because it's, like, high school romance, right? So it's, like, a little different than...
Yeah, but, I was just talking to Caitlin about this, which is why I'm so sad the internet connection came down, because this is the next part I was going to talk about after hearing just your general opinions about the show, and I know it was slow, so I wasn't expecting...
Yeah, but the anime is also older. You can tell that it's dated, like, and that's, like, another thing you have to give it credit for, like, the year it came out, which I think it's interesting, because I sent you that the new season was coming out now, and the first season came out in, like, 2009.
Yes.
And I was kind of shocked by that.
Kayla and I were talking because I said, it's funny you say that it's juvenile, because right now it's juvenile and they're still in high school. So I'm not trying to say that, like, they're kids, okay? But something about anime that I think is a huge critique that I really don't like is that they will have really intense romances set in high school when realistically the kinds of emotional connections they will be depicting in anime to that level of, like, a romance anime, I don't really feel like tend to happen at that young of an age. So when you keep watching it and you, like, see how they genuinely love each other for who they are, and it kind of, like, feels like the most demisexual version of a relationship mm-hmm. that I would want, I'm just like, I don't know if kids that age would have that kind of, like, mental or emotional intelligence to like each other like that. Because, you know, when I was in school, okay, I did have a really romantic high school relationship, but the majority of people that I talked to besides that person were not that. All of those people were not that. You know, they just thought I was cute. It was, like, a very puppy love kind of thing, very surface level. Like, they didn't really actually care about who I was. So, like, watching the show as it progresses, you don't know yet. Their relationship seems super intimate and, like, super mature in the sense of how deeply they care about one another. When I feel like there are even people I'm dodging at 25 who don't want relationships that deep, you know? So my critique is, I feel like too many of these romance animes and stuff are always set at an age range that I don't think that kind of love usually happens. And I think they need to stop, like, romanticizing the high school time of...
Yeah, because I think that's, like, my biggest gripe with, like, any shoujo, whatever, I can't speak right now, oh my gosh. With any romance anime, I'm not even going to try to speak at the moment, is, like, it's either they take place in high school and they act older, or they're high schoolers, but, like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, always, it's just hard for my brain to wrap around when I'm watching this, like, high school romance.
I know.
No matter depths of it, it's, like, hard for me to be, like, you guys are literally 15. We're watching anime about 15-year-olds, and, like...
But some of the stuff they're doing and talking about just doesn't even seem like a romance that a 15-year-old would realistically
have. So then, like, when there's episodes where they're not at school, I'm like, okay, I can kind of see it. And then all of a sudden they're doing homework again, and I'm like, you lost me. You literally lost me.
I was telling Kaylin that I really, really wish that they would make more anime of young adults. And I qualify young adults as not 18, 19, as, like, 25 and up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, or, like, 23 and up, I'd say. Like, 23 to 30 is what I consider young adults. And then adults are still young. They're just not young adults, right? Like, they're not middle-aged, but they're not young adults. So I would even love to see anime about, like, 33-year-old characters. Because they're still young. Maybe they don't have a family. Maybe they're, like, wanting to get a house, but they're, like, only so far in their career. Blah, blah. I just wish that they would have more older connections for these romances, because...
Yeah, I agree.
Sometimes the connection I see between two characters just doesn't seem like one that you would see at that age. I'm not trying to be hater, because I know there's people who find the love of their life at that age, and they can resonate with those shows and stuff. But I'm starting to, like, age out where I'm like, okay, I'm still going to watch the romance animes. Okay, I'm a fucking romance dweeb. But it's sad that almost every single time it's got to be bitches in high school.
Yeah, and, like, I'm personally not a huge romance person to begin with, so it's like I want it to feel like... I'm not a big fan of consuming romance media. So, like, it's just hard for me to, like, even picture, like, 15-year-olds doing it. So, like, I definitely would love to see more people in a more relatable age. Or just, like, you're right, like, everyday life, instead of, like, them at high school, the girl's a weirdo, or the boy's a weirdo, or blah, 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 one's an athlete. You know, like, it gets very tropey. So I'm like, can you give me the casual, we ran into each other at the grocery store?
Yeah, and, like, even as an adult, I feel like it's, like, really difficult to find connections organically. So, like, to see an anime that would, like, really show that in a romantic lighting, and, like, I mean, hear me out, daytime star I felt
daytime
like
star was good.
I felt that was really good. That did not feel like some, you know, I think she was 27, right?
Yeah, I think she was definitely at least mid-20s because they were like, your acting career is over.
She was later 20s, like, for sure. But she didn't look like it. But I'm just saying, gee. I liked that she had, like, an apartment and she was just living her independent adult life, trying to follow her dreams. That webtoon was so cute and their connection felt so mature. But, like, definitely, like, they were in love and stuff like that. So I'd like to see some animes like that. I think that'd be really nice because definitely finding someone in high school is much different than finding somebody in real life.
Yeah.
Real life adulthood. And you're a completely different person. I feel like when I was younger, I could date probably half of the guys in my grade because
yeah, really you're like anyone.
No, I'm saying I didn't really know who I was. So, like,
yes,
dating them would have been like, oh, I'm just experiencing it because they're cute. And now I can talk to a guy or anybody in 10 minutes and know, be like, we are not going to vibe. And I wouldn't have known that at 15.
Mm-hmm. No, that's 100% true. And like, yeah, like you're in high school and you change so much as you grow older. So it definitely feels like a little less realistic. But, you know, that's like everyone's dream to have a little high school sweetheart. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but high school sweetheart, majority of the time.
Yeah, but like, we don't care about the after. Think about when you're 16 in love and how happy you feel. You feel like you're on the top of the world.
You're right. You're right.
I can't relate, but.
Me having like, well, like my first ever boyfriend was in eighth grade. And I saw him as my first puppy love for sure. But he wasn't my high school romance. And then I dated another dude right after him. Well, after the next one after him. I'm not even going to count the rando I just mentioned. But my next relationship in high school, I thought at the time I was going to label it as my sweetheart or whatever the fuck. But I hated that bitch. I didn't like him at all. He sucked. But then the next one after that, when I was a junior, I would label as my high school sweetheart.
Yeah, I think like being in love at 16, you feel like you're like, you know, everything is perfect in life. So, kids, that's just how the media portrays it. So when you're a kid and you're watching Hannah Montana, that's a Raven, you seeing them with their little boyfriends, you're like, that's all I ever want. Watching animes like that, it definitely gives you that idea. Like, this is like perfect. It just makes your life feel so complete.
Yeah, that's another thing is like, I'm like, oh, this anime is really cute. And although I think they have a deeper connection than some 16-year-olds would just randomly have, I also am kind of like, but do you guys ever think about the fact that you would break up because you're so young? You know, I don't know. If I ever have kids and they have a young high school sweetheart or whatever the fuck, I will never, ever, ever in my life ever tell them that it's going to end, because I just feel like that is the worst fucking ingredients to starting insecurity within a relationship. And it's like, just let it end naturally. If it's meant to end, it'll end.
Yeah.
And do they need to hear my individualistic opinion about high school romance? No, because I still believe in outliers of people who stay together and they're like in love and it just worked out for them. Even if I have like the idea that maybe majority of the time it doesn't, that doesn't mean it never does. So like, I would never say that. I don't want to sound bitter and jaded like the adults in my life were.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, relax. You guys were.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know my opinion of high school relationships. So
you did not have the cream of the crop for sure.
No, I just don't think. I think that people should often, if they're going away to college or exploring different parts of themselves, that I want you to feel free to explore those parts of yourself. So I tell people, if they have a doubt, even a doubt that their relationship is not going to last in college, I don't want them to be together. The amount of friends I have gone through while going to college, people I've met coming into freshman with relationships and ending up being either brokenhearted because their boyfriend cheated on them, or upset that they're in a relationship because they feel very much still stuck with home.
Okay, but hear me out, Mariah. Hear me out. I don't think that's good advice to give people. I think the advice you should be giving to people is you need to trust what you want. You need to know the difference between what doubt is because you're self-sabotaging and what doubt is because you genuinely...
Well, if they come at me just like asking, if they're just like, hey, Mariah, this is how I feel, I'm like, we'll question it. But if they're like, already telling me I'm upset I should break up with them, I'm like, break up with them. I want you to feel free. Go ahead, break up with them.
No, I think that's a little too quick. I think for me, like, for example.
I'm not telling random strangers this. I'm telling my friends who already have conversations with me about it.
Hear me out. I was working with this girl at my current job, and she was just, like, floating in and out. I've told you about her. She's really nice, and she just comes in once in a while when we're busy. And she's a nurse, and she just had met a guy. This was, like, 2 months ago, the last time she was at work with us. She had just met a guy, and he was also a nurse, and he was moving to some other state, like, 7 states over, like, pretty far away. And he was like, I'm really into you. I want to start dating, and I want you to move with me there, okay? And they're not even dating. He had asked her, like, would you be interested in moving over there with me? And I was like, she's like, what do you think I should do? And obviously, in my 25-year-old brain, she's only 21. I was like, not do that. Like, you should not do that. But also, I didn't say that to her because I was like, I don't know the situation. And I really want her to make the decision. I want her to start learning how to make the decision herself. Because if she's not supposed to do it, she knows. Like, she can feel it.
But this is a different situation than what I'm talking about.
Like, when you're thinking about 5 million other people's opinions about the relationship you're in, you can't resonate with what you actually want, which is going to lead you to make any decision that's not going to make you happy. So I kept telling her, I said, listen, dude, trust yourself. Believe in your own decision. Don't even think about the thoughts. Don't think about, I'd have cheaper rent, or he's hot, or I haven't had a boyfriend in a while, or whatever the fuck. Ask yourself, how do you feel leaving? And then start telling me how you feel. She's like, I feel anxious. I want to stay around my family. I was like, she's giving me all these answers. I'm like, I think you can answer then. Long, long answer question. Please respond to me. Do you think you should move with him then? And she's like, I don't know. Maybe I should. And I was like, oh my God. No, no. If you would have told me, I met this man. I feel so safe with him. I really care about him. Maybe I can move there and I have my own apartment. He has his own apartment. And if it doesn't work out, I can always come back. If you had came at me with that kind of response, I would have said, hey, go follow your dreams. Because literally my boss did the same thing when she was young. She had just ran into her husband of however many years right now. She had just ran into him. They went on a trip to Europe together because he had an extra ticket and his friend couldn't go. And they started liking each other. They started casually banging. Not even dating. And he asked her, hey, will you move to Colorado with me? And she was like,
this feels very different than me telling an 18-year-old that's telling me that they don't really know if they want to be with their boyfriend anymore while they're in college, meeting 100 of new people. I'm like, yeah, maybe you don't really want to be with your boyfriend because you don't know yourself because you're 18. You've been in high school in the same city your whole life.
I think I would follow up with the question is what I would say. If an 18-year-old said to me, I don't know if I want to be with my boyfriend anymore. And I'm going to college, and I just feel like little.
They're
doubtful.
In college already. They're already in college telling me this.
Okay, they're in college. I'd be like, all right, why do you feel like you don't want to be with your boyfriend? And if they start saying like, we just don't really talk that much, and like, we don't put that much effort in, or blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, okay, girl, hold on. Let's just wait a second. How busy is your boyfriend? How busy are you? How much effort have you realistically been putting into the relationship? How much has he been putting in it? How do you know when you guys are just really kind of getting tired of each other? Or how do you know when you guys are just like busy and you're basically trying to make someone else, because there's a huge pool of fish in the sea, solve the problems that your boyfriend's not doing right now when it's not your boyfriend's fault and it's a you problem, right? Like it's an insecurity and validation problem. Because I did the same thing. I went to school and I was like, that's why I'm saying this.
Yeah, no, you've got a point. I've just seen a lot of people. But also, Kinsey, you were a different person later throughout college than you were at 16 when you met them. And that's the thing I think people get lost in. They get hung up on this high school sweetheart idea because it's embedded in our brains because of the media we watched. Where it's like, maybe it's okay to admit that 19-year-old you is a different person than 16-year-old you.
I think just asking those questions first are always so much more important. Because I personally felt every step of the way that I was making towards leaving this person, my soul was like screaming. I was like, I don't want to leave this person. And not out of a codependency place. I was like, I really care about this person.
Yeah.
But I feel like because everybody's telling me I should, or that it's not going to work out because we're far away, I might as well just start dating people. That's the only reason I did those things.
It's valid.
This turned into a dating podcast, but I thought they were really important to mention.
Yeah, yeah.
Through my shitty relationship, I don't want to say shitty because I've had really good moments with many of them, but I'm just saying through the mistakes I've made or, you know, things I've seen in my partners that I really didn't want in my, like, future married spouse or whatever, I feel like I've learned so much about, like, what were things that definitely were on my end of the stick, which was just as much as things I had issues with other people about, you know?
Yeah.
At this point, I'm really like, damn, you know, like, I want a partner, but at this point, I don't even want them to do the things that I always wanted a partner to do. I actually just want to enjoy each other's presence and not even need each other. Like, we're only there. Think about it as Ace of Cups. Your cup is so overflowing that anything they add to it didn't matter. It was already overflowing. That's kind of like what I want. I'm not saying I don't want to care about my partner. I just want to feel so, like, secure without them. Or more like in love with myself that it's like, oh, sweet, you just get to add to my life. And if you left, I'm not going to be a shell of a person.
Yeah.
You know? I might be sad. But, I feel like some of my past breakups, I'd be like, holy shit. Like, how am I going to get through this? Like, this sucks.
Makes sense.
Mariah, do you have anything else to add? Anything? It's okay if you don't, but, like, anything that when you were watching it, like, a Mariah thought came to mind? Or, like, I'm just thinking about, like,
Mariah thought? Why are my thoughts so unique?
No, I'm saying, like, sometimes you say things, like, that I didn't even notice, and they feel really Mariah-coded, like...
They do.
Like, maybe you mentioned something about the character.
No, I think I said everything. Like I said, I think that a lot of the first couple episodes is a lot about friendship. Like I said, even how the main guy's friend was still there, even though he was like, my homie likes a weirdo. Don't look her in the eyes, but we support. I liked how he was like, I'm going to look her in the eyes to prove that she's not cursed. And he like, the boy like stared into her eyes and he was like. So there were just, it was cute little things. Like I'm glad that he just like made it a point to just kind of be there for her. Like, even though people were like, she's a weirdo. But also, why didn't anyone be like, he's a weirdo too?
Kazuya?
Yeah, they just didn't acknowledge him. Like, I'd be like, why is that guy getting close to the weirdo? He's a weirdo too.
You're the only one that would, Mariah. Everybody else is like, you're hot and popular. We will just follow you, Mr. Messiah. And you'd be like, actually, guys, this is how we get.
That's weird. That's weird.
That's you're the person that almost literally sees the plot for what it is. So you're like, those are two weirdos.
Yeah, sorry.
Those are two weirdos, and I don't have any proof yet. You just have to believe me. That's
you. But yes, I see the potential. If I put faith, all my faith, into my best friend here, that there's potential.
Well, I don't know. I had you watch Sugar Apple Fairy Tale, and you weren't as crazy about the main guy as I wasn't.
That was sad.
I was like, this is my shit right here. Like, my cocaine. Oh, my God. I was like, I love this. That's what my next boyfriend.
I think his personality was just a bit too flat for me. Like, I saw it. I saw the vision. It was just, like, tilted a little.
Wait, what do you mean?
The guy was just, like, a little too much. Like, too flat. Like, I needed him to be, like, a little bit of an asshole.
Sugar Apple Fairy Tale?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like, okay, he wasn't an asshole the way I would describe I'll Hate Them, but he just had this like level of like work for it that I feel like most of the guys we like have. So I was like, I'm gonna work for it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He was like 90% there, but then the commentary would happen and I was like, this ain't.
Yeah, most of the time when he talked, he'd be like, we need to go here. And he was like kind of depressed.
Yeah. It's okay.
If they would have kept up with more flirting, because like this is what happened at the beginning of the show. He was flirting like hardcore. He's like, make me. And I was like, oh my God. And then the rest of the show, he'd like lovingly look into her eyes and like be longing and yearning for her, which is super romantic too. But you know, we like him a little mean. We like him a little mean. And he wasn't.
Yeah, knock me down, pick me up a little.
Knock me down so that when you pick me up, it feels twice as good.
Yeah.
We're fucked up, Ryan. We're fucked up. We got mother and father issues.
It's fine. We're doing great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we will be continuing this on my turn. Do you know what we'll be watching for the next one? Whose turn is it?
Yeah, it's my turn.
Okay, what were we watching?
And I'm taking it back to Kenny Ortega and making you guys watch the first 5 episodes of Julie and the Phantoms.
It's definitely
like a little younger because, you know, it wasn't intended for our audience, but I loved it so much. And we know that I love musicals and I loved High School Musical. So we keep it going. Kenny Ortega is the guy who did High School Musical and Camp Rock.
Oh my God, it's probably going to be good. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'd like it more if we were younger, but it's still really good.
So it's called Kenny Ortega?
No, that's the director. It's called Julie and the Phantoms.
Julie and the Phantoms. What's it about?
It's about this girl that's into music and her mom died and she's trying to find her path back into music.
Oh, so like, is it fun to watch?
I've watched it multiple times.
Is the music good though?
I like it. There are two songs I hate. But other than that, what else is new? I hate a song from Phantom of the Opera, so I don't care.
Which song?
Prima Donna.
Okay, but that's Prima Donna. That's that bitch singing, isn't it?
Yeah, there's an antagonist that sings. There's two antagonists in the show, and I don't like either of their songs. But maybe it's because I just don't like the characters.
Oh. All right.
Because they're the antagonists.
We have to impersonate Kaylin now.
Okay. Kaylin, are you excited to watch? I don't know. Kaylin always is fucking weird. I can't impersonate her. She's too weird to like put a finger on it. You know what I mean?
I can't predict it.
Like, you don't know what she'd say. She'd be like, I'd be like, Kaylin, are you ready to watch? She'd be like,
No, she'd start.
That's what she would say.
She'd start speaking in Sleamish or whatever. Like this.
She'd be like,
what are they called? Slims?
It's Similish.
Similish. Sims. Oh my God, I'm so dumb. She would have been speaking in Similish or something.
She would be, or like something crazy. She's too unpredictable. This is the problem. We can imitate each other all day, but Kaylin's not one to often imitated, never duplicated. That's a saying, right?
I don't know. That sounded stupid. I'm kidding.
It's a saying. Often imitated, never duplicated. Meaning you can imitate them, but you can never.
But I can't even imitate them.
Yeah.
I was telling her, I was like, you and Colin are the most Sagittarius sinistry bullshit I've ever seen. Like, I can't take it. Like, my Virgo mood is like, I can't date someone with too many Sagittarius placements.
I have enough great.
Rocking over here.
It'd be fine.
Ooh.
But, okay, well, talk to you next week.
Bye.